From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The Coast Guard says it could take several weeks or more to remove a cargo ship that overturned while heading to sea from a port on the Georgia coast. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Coast Guard Commander Norm Witt says marine salvage experts are working on a plan to remove the Golden Ray from St. Simon Sound, but that the operation will be difficult.
You know, try to set expectations early here. Again, this is a complex salvage case, and it is not going to be quick. I would say we're going to measure this in weeks, possibly months, as opposed to hours and days.
The 656-foot ship, which was carrying around 4,000 vehicles, capsized on Sunday. All 24 people aboard the ship were eventually rescued. The Coast Guard hopes to reopen limited commercial traffic to the Port of Brunswick by Thursday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
According to economic indicators, Georgia's economy is doing well, but despite that, the AJC has uncovered documents that suggest proposed budget cuts to state agencies could equal austerity not seen since the Great Recession. Governor Kemp has mandated state agencies to cut 4% from most program budgets this fiscal year and 6% next year, which begins on July 1st, to prepare the state in case of an economic downturn. Hundreds of state jobs would be eliminated and positions frozen under plans currently being considered. The Atlanta Braves came up a little short in last night's game. They lost to the Phillies by a score of 6-5. Atlanta still has a commanding lead in the division, though, nearly 10 games ahead of the Nationals for first place. The Braves will be in Philly again tonight for their third game in the series. First pitch is set for 7:05. Georgia farmers who have suffered financially from Hurricane Michael or other recent weather events can begin applying for a piece of $3 billion in federal aid today, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The money from what's called the WHIP Plus program was authorized by President Trump back in June. It's available for farmers hurt by weather as far back as Tropical Storm Cindy in 2017. According to the Georgia Recorder, close to half of the $3 billion will be dispersed to farmers who directly apply for it. The Georgia Department of Agriculture says that's mostly for growers of row crops like cotton or peanuts. The balance will come in state-managed block grants for those who farm specialty crops like pecans or blueberries. Applications for the funds will be taken at local USDA service centers. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A new U.S. Census report shows that poverty in Georgia is declining at one of the fastest rates in the country. Between 2015 and 2018, the number of Georgians living in poverty dropped nearly 3%, which is about three times more than the national average. According to the AJC, the number of jobs coming to Georgia, including large-scale projects from companies like Amazon, have helped lower the rate. But even as the economy added jobs and the poverty rate dropped, more Georgians are going without health insurance. More than 1.4 million people lost or went without insurance last year, which is the third worst rate in the country behind Texas and Oklahoma. This is GPB.